The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right. The day after the Brett Mega Show, day at City 2. What a gorgeous day.
Oh, my gosh. The weather could not have been better.
Man. And City 2 just killed them. Yeah. They dominated. Whoa. That was fun.
It was like goal after goal after goal.
We had a bunch of listener family come out to the City 2 game and just experience City Park on a perfect Sunday fun day. And we all got to hang out and watch the game, bringing our friends and family and things like that. And it was just an absolutely awesome game. So if you came out, thank you so much for coming out and being part of that. It was cool to come out and watch the game. It was the first time I've ever seen City 2.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah,
they were awesome.
They are very good.
And Brett, I just have to tell you, I've seen your kids. I see them, you know, every month or so. They have gotten so big since I last saw them at Miller Furniture. Like, it is crazy how
I know,
big your kids
fast,
have gotten.
Like, how it happens. Like, so crazy.
And they're so smart. Like, they were just, made me emotional.
You.
It was crazy to see.
I appreciate that. Thank you. How was everyone's weekend? How was the wedding? Hannah, you had your cousin's wedding.
Wedding was good. It's been a long time coming. And it's good. I can't believe it's over. It goes so fast.
How about your weekend, Kevin?
It was very nice. It was Applefest in Jerseyville.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah and I got to be tour guides. So it was pretty fun.
Did you bring, last time you had a bunch of apples. Did you bring a bunch of apples this time?
No, that was a connection I don't have.
Lost your apple guy.
I lost my apple guy.
All right. What about you, Alex? You were traveling?
I was traveling. I was in Austin, Texas for a bachelor party. So I'm dragging a bit today.
Are you?
Yeah, but I feel good.
I saw you were on Lake Travis. That lake is fun.
It was great. What's interesting is the water sunk 40 feet apparently this summer.
40 feet? That feels like a lot.
Feet.
Because
yeah.
of 4 like feet or 40?
4D. It's
Wow. It receded
40 feet, which I felt like was a lot, too, but I guess it hasn't rained that much.
That scares me.
That's
pretty
crazy.
Insane.
Mm. What about you, AB?
I feel like I've just been prepping for my really busy week ahead.
I know.
Starting with Jesse McCartney tomorrow.
You got something every single day. So you
I have
got
something
Jesse
every single day.
Jesse McCartney tomorrow.
Yep. Then Hannah and I have an appearance.
Street
and
St. Charles on
we're
Wednesday.
We're going to like a Sabrina Carpenter-inspired night Thursday.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
I mean, there's just a million things going on.
Are you stressed out about it?
Yes.
You look stressed.
Yes, I'm stressed.
It's all fun, though.
Yeah,
I know, but it still means I got to sleep over at my friend's house, so I have to pack stuff for the next day and blah, blah, blah.
You look stressed.
Yeah.
You should start drinking now.
Coffee or liquor?
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay, there's a real life Lassie. Do you guys know that like old school TV show Lassie?
Yeah.
Man, that like collie who was just so awesome. I used to love Lassie. So there's a cop in Washington State who randomly saw a dog sitting in the middle of the road. And so the patrol car pulled over and was like, hey, get in the car. Let me try to find like a home for you or figure out what's going on. See if you're chipped or anything like that. And the dog would not get in the car and kept like barking. And so the cop's like, okay, I'm going to just follow this lead of this dog and follow the lead to the dog who went to a cabin where an 84-year-old man was in trouble. He'd hurt his leg and could not move. And he had hours of laying there. And the dog literally saved his life.
Wow.
And they said like other cars would like kind of roll down. It was like literally looking for a patrol car, a cop car. That's like the type of like acknowledgement the dog had.
Oh my God, really? So yeah. It even knew to look
for. It was looking for, like, yeah.
Man.
I think more like likely those cars probably wouldn't have stopped, but also was like really trying to draw the attention of the cop car as the other cars were going through. It was like, hey, this car is like safety for us.
AB, does this make you like dogs more?
I guess a little bit.
All right, anything works. We'll take it.
If you don't know, AB is not a big fan of dogs, and there's a video of her talking to her dog because we had a dog communicator on our Instagram, Brett Maga Show on IG. This good news.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. How do you tie your shoes? Loop, swoop, and pull, or bunny ears? My son's 3, and he has, like, you know, some laces shoes, and we got to tie him, and he's been asking a lot of questions. And my wife and I are different people, and I feel like whenever I tie his shoes, they come undone.
I'm a
loop, swoop, and pull guy.
Well, in all fairness, I mean, your own shoes come undone.
That's what everyone said. I know. I don't think I tie shoes.
I don't know that you're the one in the family to teach your kid to tie the shoe.
I'm a loop, swoop, and pull guy.
I mean, I must openly say, if there's one thing about Brett Maga, it's that he doesn't know how to tie his shoes worth a damn.
The man should wear Velcro.
Right. I mean, if I see Brett's shoes even tied, I'm worried. And I know you probably didn't do them, or they just came like that. See, I'm not kidding. But personally, I am a bunny ears gal.
I think that's why I'm there. Are you anyone else loop, swoop, and pull?
I'm loop, swoop, and pull.
I'm loop, swoop, and pull.
Or
as well.
Oh, thank God. I'm non-laces like today.
Mm. Oh, this is non-laces, guys.
I think I'm bunny ears.
What do you two, think? You don't two. Know how to?
I'm kind of confused. I don't know.
Bunny ears is you do the two loops.
Okay, yeah. That's what you I do. I don't know what the heck you guys are doing.
You do have a loop, and then you swoop it around and then pull through.
That's what I do, yeah.
That seems wrong.
There's a whole song about it.
Yeah. Bunny, but my wife's a bunny ear person. Her shoes never come undone for him. He's like, Dad tied them every time. He's like, I'm like, bro, just chill out. Stop wearing me out.
She does a double knot?
She does a double knot, and then I think she does the bunny ears. But I think she's always been a bunny ears person.
It's interesting.
Bunny ears is the way to go. Brett, whatever you're doing, it's wrong.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Danny, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are we feeling a win or what?
I'm feeling good today.
All right. I like that attitude. You versus Hannah. It's going down. How you feeling today, Hannah?
I'm feeling like a win. I don't even remember the last time I lost.
Danny, please. You got this, okay?
Okay.
Danny, she's going to leave the studio. See you later, Hannah. Thank God. Bye. She can't hear the questions, and you're going to get all the answers. I'm going to ask you guys the same questions. Ty does go towards Hannah, okay?
Okay.
All right, Danny, first question. Everyone's talking about this new rom-com on Netflix. Nobody wants this. It stars Adam Brody, who originally starred in what TV show?
The O.C.
Yeah, yes. He did. AB's all excited. Right. Yeah. Speaking of that show, Nobody Wants This, his co-star, Kristen Bell, in that TV show, who is she married to?
Well, she was married to Dax Shepard. Is she still?
She's still married to him. There you go. Okay. Yep. All right, we're good. 2 for 2. Eminem's daughter just announced he's going to be a grandpa. What's his daughter's name?
Haley.
Yeah, he talks about her all the time. We're 3 for 3. Who plays Jess in New Girl?
Zoe Deschanel.
Yeah.
Nice. Wow.
Wow, Danny is not messing
You're
around.
On fire.
Okay. This would be a perfect score, so no pressure, Danny.
No pressure.
Finish this slogan. And this slogan is for what company? The best a man can get.
The best a man can get.
Yep.
Gillette.
Yes!
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Danny, Danny is bringing it. Okay. Hannah can't miss. She said she wasn't afraid. Let's find out if she goes 5 for 5 and needs a perfect score.
Hannah's homeschool.
Hannah's walking back into the studio to play Hannah's Homeschool. We hope Hannah is on her game. I just got done asking our listener friend, Danny, 5 pop culture questions. I'm going to ask you, Hannah, the same questions. Hannah, how many do you think Danny got?
Well, by the clapping I saw from outside the studio, I'm going to think a pretty high score.
Danny, tell her how many you got.
5 for 5.
She didn't miss.
Yep.
Danny did not miss. She came to play. She
you
said
guys
she
know I'm not good with intimidation.
Yeah, very. Be intimidated. They're very tough today. Okay, Hannah, same 5 questions. Can't miss. Got to go 5 for 5.
Deep breaths, deep breaths.
Tie does go towards Hannah, though, so if she gets a perfect score, Danny, you will lose.
I know.
All right, everyone is talking about this Netflix TV show. Nobody wants this. Adam Brody stars in Nobody Wants This. He's originally from what TV show?
The OC.
Correct. 1 for 1.
I'm surprised you got that.
Yeah.
The only reason I know is because AB's talked about it 16 times.
I know. I was getting ready to judge you. Right.
I feel like she binge watched it twice.
AB literally has her chair turned towards me right now, like staring into my soul if I got that wrong.
I just started the show yesterday morning because of AB.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Influencer AB.
Yes.
Speaking of that show, Nobody Wants This, it stars Kristen Bell. Who is she married to? Can't miss. Why are you looking at AB?
Any hints?
They do a podcast together, right? I know he does a podcast. I feel like she's on it.
I don't
or
think you're going to know this.
Dax?
Yes! Dax Shepard is correct.
Yes, okay.
All right. Eminem's daughter, who is my favorite artist, so I'm sure you know his whole family tree, just announced he's going to be a grandpa. What is his daughter's name?
Haley.
Constantly raps about her. There you go.
Everybody knows Haley.
This is actually another one of AB's favorite shows.
So Haley
just like, yeah. There you go. So we're just going to AB's favorite show.
I love it. AB's Homeschool.
Yeah. Who plays Jess in New Girl? She recently was talking about Taylor Swift. Said she made a cameo in New Girl. She said she was the nicest person ever. Who plays Jess in New Girl?
I know her face. Her black hair, her bangs.
Yeah, she's famous for her bangs.
She was in Failure to Launch. I know this woman.
Is she in Failure to Launch with Matthew McConaughey and Sarah Jessica Parker?
I know her more from another movie, but I won't give it away.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, no, she's the best friend of Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yes. That's my favorite movie. Don't question
me. I feel like everyone knows her from Elf. That's what you were probably thinking, right?
Stop with the hint.
Sorry.
No, I know the girl. I just don't know her name.
I need an answer, right? We probably count it down, Danny. 3.
2. 1.
Don't say
Zoe Deschanel.
Oh, yeah. I knew that. Damn.
Last question was, finish this slogan for what company? The best a man can get.
Trojan?
Oh my God!
No, Gillette.
Gillette.
The best of man can get.
Trojan. This is the best a man can get. He's just lucky to have a Trojan. Danny, you get the win.
Yeah, way to go, Danny.
Way to go, 5 for 5. You were so much fun to play with. You have to play again, okay, Danny?
Will do.
All right, you get to listen to these sweet words of Hannah saying something.
Danny, soak this in. This is Hannah, and I got schooled by Danny.
Yeah, you did.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. You're like, I don't know what people are talking about. I'll take a look at trending headlines right now, and I'll start reading off some headlines over the next 2 minutes, and then you'll figure out what people are talking about, because Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like, if you had a T-shirt with your most used phrases, what would it say?
I don't know.
I don't know is on here.
Perfect.
Number 2 on there was, I don't know, I just work here. Number 1 was, no worries.
I never say that at all.
No worries sometimes. I use fair enough as well. 3 was fair enough. What the F is number 4.
I say that a lot.
On here, there's also as well as, I think you're on mute for people with virtual meetings. I'm not a doctor.
Who says that often?
It is what it is another one.
Never say that either. I have way too much anxiety to say a statement like that.
What a day was also on there.
What a day. Is,
sometimes you have to say that sometimes at the end of the day.
If it's a bad day.
AI lets you talk to your future self.
Of course it does. Keep it moving.
Okay. A guy broke into a lady's home and did all her chores.
Awesome.
Wow.
Break into my house.
Right? Yeah, so this woman, she said that she got in to her house and was like, someone put all my groceries away, hung out my laundry, emptied my recycling, tidied up the garden, refilled the bird feeder, organized the fridge. And it was like,
they went to work.
Yeah, they really did. And she thought it was like a stalker, so she freaked out. It turns out he wasn't. A judge sentenced him to 22 months in jail. He just broke in and
cleaned up. Interesting.
He should be getting paid.
I know. Yeah. He's like, yeah. Like,
22 months seems a little much.
Women love men who do this.
What do we love?
Sing to them.
Absolutely not. I'm sorry, Alex. You're a singer.
Trust me.
But if I was with a guy and he was trying to like get with me and he started singing to me, I'd get major ick.
Alex.
Sorry, Alex.
I'm not trying to sing to Hannah anytime soon.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's not trying to give you the ick, but he's saying it works.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
We got to give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. About 75% of people in the world will be doing this at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I think 75% of the world will be getting off of work at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon, 75% of the world's like, I'm out of here. Kevin.
I think they'll be taking a child to some type of practice.
All right. Run into practice, run around. Alex?
75% of the world. It's a big number. Will be in a vehicle of some sort.
All right.
I'm kind of thinking it's go on social media.
All right. Good guesses from everybody, but no one's correct. I do think that Alex kind of like emphasized 75% of the world.
It's a lot.
It's key.
I have another guess.
I mean, you got to figure what time is it? At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, what time? What's your...
Ooh,
I didn't ask, I guess.
Alex is starting to warm up, guys.
What time zone?
Text in your guesses. At 75% of the people in the world be doing this at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. That answer's coming your way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
We have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. About 75% of the people in the world will be doing this at 4 o'clock this afternoon. What is it?
The text line is just on fire right now. Jennifer says, using the bathroom, going potty.
Okay.
People will be doing. Rain texted in and said people will be taking a nap. Mr. Metal says, I think people will be watching the news. Good little thing.
Lulubug
says preparing dinner. Teacher Janice says, I'm already thinking about doing this myself. Taking a nap. April says arriving at home. Lots of people are saying sleeping, taking a nap. And Kathy and Uncle Pete saying watching TV.
Do we think napping and sleeping are different things?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
They're either asleep, and I think they're asleep because it's nighttime.
Because it is sleep. The answer is sleep. But I guess, like, you know, people in the U.S. could be taking a little 4 o'clock snooze while the rest of the world is actually sleeping. But I was just curious if we thought napping and sleeping was different.
If people in the U.S. are taking 4 p.m. naps, that's dangerous. Don't do that.
And they're like, wonder why I cannot fall asleep at night.
Mega Minds.
Kira being stressed out is being commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. I'm stressed out because we're going to give away a pumpkin right now. And that sounds ridiculous. And it makes me nervous that no one's going to call in to win our pumpkin. But if you want to win a pumpkin, 314-531-9898. It sounds absolutely ridiculous to be giving away a pumpkin. But it's something we do every single year on the Brett Mega Show. And it's because... it's more than just a pumpkin. So if you and your family or you know someone who's going through a hard time and you feel like a pumpkin might just be a small gesture to cheer them up, but like, hey, someone's thinking about you, someone cares about you, we will literally go and hand deliver a pumpkin. Something that sounds absolutely ridiculous because my wife and I were 7 years long distance. We were high school sweethearts, and we would constantly talk about starting a family and starting our own family traditions. And one of the things we always talked about was like, we want to start these traditions. And so when we finally got together, we started this thing called Fall Day, where we go get fall in a cup at Starbucks. It is the best thing ever. Alex thinks it's made up drink.
Right.
But we go get, it's basically a pumpkin spice latte, like elevated. It's like the best thing. It tastes like gold, like pure gold in your mouth. And then we make homemade chili. We go to a pumpkin patch like Eckert's and we watch Hocus Pocus and we paint the pumpkin or carve the pumpkin. And now that we have kids, we make all these memories together. And so many people can't afford to go to Eckert's. So many people can't escape, or their lives are just so busy they don't just settle down and remember the small attention to detail things. And I think AB even said, Brett, if you showed up at my house with a pumpkin, I might be like, what are you doing here? Like, you were even like, even to someone who, you know, cares about the show was like, Brett, how do we elevate this? And we did elevate it this year. We went to Eckert's, picked out these pumpkins for you specifically, and then was a school picked them out,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, Bowles Elementary from the Rockwood School District. We went with them on their second grade field trip, and we had all the kids sign the pumpkins and write special messages and drawings and pictures to those of you who were going to be giving pumpkins to.
So you're going to get a huge pumpkin. These things were like, Kevin, you had to carry them.
Yes.
How big are these
just
pumpkins?
Kevin?
Pumpkins? No.
Hannah carried them too.
I broke Brett my back well. Carrying these.
So what we did is we found white pumpkins so the kids could write on the little white
pumpkins.
So they
wrote like messages and signed their names. It's awesome.
And they love doing it. And then we got the bigger pumpkins, the bigger orange pumpkins that we had to walk back to the patch to get and bring back.
Oh my God. I thought we were going to die to get these pumpkins.
Those are some heavy pumpkins.
These kids picked out the biggest pumpkins at Eckert's.
Yes. But
my arms were on fire.
Yeah, my bag is still hurting from it, but it was so worth it. And it was so special to explain to these second graders what these pumpkins were, what they represented, and how they are going to be helping people in the community. And like Brett said, it's bigger than the pumpkin. It's the message. It's knowing that you're cared for and you're loved for. Everybody goes through different seasons of life. So if you know someone right now who's just kind of going through a tough time, has had a tough year, please call in and we'll try and get them a pumpkin. So they know they're loved and supported.
When you see us driving up with like a pumpkin strapped into a shotgun, like with a seatbelt on, you can't help but laugh. And then this feel, this gesture of love and tradition and the holiday season, it kicks it off for my family. So it's basically giving you, my family, one of our most important days for me, my wife, and my kids. It's putting that tradition on your kitchen table or in your backyard for you to paint or carve and to remind yourself during these hard times and the stressful times that someone is thinking about you. And to just settle down and spend that time together as a family, make those memories together, because that is the biggest thing that could heal anything, is love and caring about other, sweetness and kindness. So it sounds absolutely ridiculous, but who wants to win a pumpkin? 314-531-9898. You get two pumpkins. One signed by a bunch of kids with awesome messages. Another one that was carried by Hannah Gibbs herself.
Yeah.
What's your story and why do you need a pumpkin? Please, 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 someone take our pumpkin. I know it sounds absolutely silly. Like, you always hear those radio contests, you know, probably across the street, they're probably giving away something really cool if you listen to those other radio stations. Like, all these awesome tickets. Like, listen to the Brett Mega Show. They're giving away pumpkins. But to me, it's more than just a pumpkin. It is my first, and I'm like a family that loves like family traditions.
Yes.
So it's the first tradition I ever had with my wife, who her and I had 7 years long distance. I remember we used to talk about it all the time. This L-shaped couch. We're going to get an L-shaped couch and we're going to watch some shows together. Just those little moments of just being able to enjoy TV. Because like when you're long distance, it's just like, see you on FaceTime and things like that. And we were going to start our own family traditions. And that's when we started Fall Day, where we go to a pumpkin patch. We make homemade chili. We watch Hocus Pocus. We paint and carve pumpkins now with our kids. It's about making those memories together. And the world that we're living is so busy and there's so much happening in our lives that stress us out. And I know so many people that can't even afford to go to Eckert's. They love Eckert's. They were the ones that provided the pumpkins. We went to Eckert's and these kids picked out the pumpkins for you.
Yeah, they were from Bowles Elementary with the Rockwood School District. They were amazing. We explained to the kids what the pumpkins were, what they meant, and what they're going to mean to all these other people. They loved it. They were a huge part of it. They were carrying pumpkins, too.
They did.
Let me shout out Cooper from Bowles Elementary.
Cooper was strong. I don't know what that kid's eating.
He was lifting up like 40-pound pumpkins, which was like bigger than him, because he wanted to help all of you guys. It was so sweet and amazing.
Lisa, what's going on in your life? Who do you want to give a pumpkin to?
My son.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, back in February, he lost his father, and I just wanted him to know that other people still think about him.
Is this your husband then too?
Yes.
I love how like you're the most unselfish person. You're like, I'm getting this pumpkin for my son, but you also lost your husband, your partner, your everything.
We did. But yeah, I just want him at 17 to know that, you know, he's still has his whole life ahead of him.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa, it's probably hard, too, to, like, even get excited for this holiday season. Because, like, it happened in February, so this is going to be the first holidays that he and you don't have him there.
Correct. And that's what we'll have to try to fight through.
And so I think, for me, that's why these pumpkins matter. Because now, for a second, you guys could take a deep breath. You two. Do you want to share his name?
Philip.
Philip. You and Philip can, like, sit down together and feel your husband and his father's presence. Carve
a
pumpkin.
Oh, I'm sorry. My son is Sean.
Oh, Sean. Okay, Sean. Yeah. And you could feel your husband's presence while you paint or carve and just take a second. And I love that he's 17. Like, I think that it'll be cool for a mom and son at 17. Cause like, you know, like, you're just busy when you become 17 to take a second and then have a tradition and carve a pumpkin together.
Yeah, he hardly has time anymore.
Well, now you two can have time together. Yeah. This is going to make it so you guys can have time together, spend time together, and talk about your husband, Philip, and some of those memories, and just smile for a second, because I know this holiday season.
That conversation will be so heartwarming, and to know that all these kids and us here at the Brett Mega Show, we love you guys. I want to give you a hug, Lisa. I want to give everybody a hug right now.
We'll be able to do that, Lisa. We're going to hand deliver this pumpkin to you and your son, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to deliver these all week next week on the show. And all week this week, you can win that pumpkin and those experiences, and we'll hand deliver them to you. So tune in tomorrow if you or someone you know is in need of a pick-me-up this holiday season, and we'll hand you a pumpkin. Coming up in 3 minutes... Hannah's wedding speech that you heard all about. How did it go? We'll find out together on Y98 St. Louis. Oh my God, that song is like the perfect song for Lisa, who just called in and made me think of that. Because I think about my mom when I lost my mom, and I listen to that song all the time. And Lisa just talked about how she lost her husband, and we're going to deliver a pumpkin for her son, who's 17 and lost his father. All week long, we'll deliver pumpkins to you or your family or anyone who's in need of a pick-me-up. We'll hand-deliver these pumpkins. They mean that much to us. Also, by the way, you can win tickets to see Chelsea Handler in about 3 minutes. But first, it was the wedding weekend. We had talked a lot about this on the Brett Mega Show, that Hannah was the maid of honor at her cousin's wedding. Or then we got confused because it was like the Knot or one of those wedding websites that she had like a, you know, best man. But then Hannah's next to her on that website, it said bridesmaid. So we were like wondering if Hannah got demoted. Was she still the maid of honor? But then we heard that you were given a speech. So we're like, Hannah's good. So how did the speech go?
So,
why did you sigh like that?
You talk on the radio for a living. You guys are just going to die at this. So I did give a speech.
Okay.
But I did a speech at the rehearsal dinner, not at the wedding.
What? Did somebody else give a speech at the wedding? It was another?
Yes. Oh, she asked another bridesmaid, maybe.
No, not another bridesmaid. She asked the maid of honor, Hannah.
Yeah.
The one who replaced you.
Right. The one who replaced you.
Stop!
You got replaced. So you did get replaced.
I mean, I guess.
Your speech wasn't even at the main event. You
but
gave
I
a rehearsal.
I got to speak.
Do people even give rehearsal dinner speeches? Were you the only one? Like, you could give a rehearsal dinner speech.
I did give yes.
You were the only one, too?
Back in February, he lost his father, and I just want him to know that other people still think about him.
Is this your husband then, too?
Yes.
I love how, you're the most unselfish person. You're like, I'm getting this pumpkin for my son, but you also lost your husband, your partner, your everything.
We did. I just want him at 17 to know that, you know, he's still... his whole life ahead of him.
Oh, Lisa.
Lisa, it's probably hard, too, to, like, even get excited for this holiday season. Because, like, it happened in February, so this is going to be the first holidays that he and you don't have him there.
Correct. And that's what we'll have to try to fight through.
And so I think, for me, that's why these pumpkins matter. Because now, for a second, you guys could take a deep breath. You two. Do you want to share his name?
Philip.
Philip, you and Philip can, like, sit down together and feel your husband and his father's presence. Carve
a
pumpkin.
Sorry. My son is Sean.
Oh, Sean. Sean. Yeah. And you could feel your husband's presence while you paint or carve and just take a second. And I love that he's 17. Like, I think that it'll be cool for a mom and son at 17 because, like, You know, like, you're just busy when you become 17 to take a second and then have a tradition and carve a pumpkin together.
Yeah, he hardly has time anymore.
Well, now you two can have time together. Yeah. This is going to make it so you guys can have time together, spend time together, and talk about your husband, Philip, and some of those memories, and just smile for a second, because I know this holiday season.
That conversation will be so heartwarming, and to know that all these kids and us here at the Brett Mega Show, we love you guys. I want to give you a hug, Lisa. I want to give everybody a hug right now.
We'll be able to do that, Lisa. We're going to hand deliver this pumpkin to you and your son, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to deliver these all week next week on the show. And all week this week, you can win that pumpkin and those experiences, and we'll hand deliver them to you. So tune in tomorrow if you or someone you know is in need of a pick-me-up this holiday season, and we'll hand you a pumpkin. Coming up in 3 minutes, Hannah's wedding speech that you heard all about. How did it go? We'll find out together on Y98 St. Louis. Oh my God, that song is like the perfect song for Lisa, who just called in and made me think of that. Because I think about my mom when I lost my mom, and I listen to that song all the time. And Lisa just talked about how she lost her husband, and we're going to deliver a pumpkin for her son, who's 17 and lost his father. All week long, we'll deliver pumpkins to you or your family or anyone who's in need of a pick-me-up. We'll hand-deliver these pumpkins. They mean that much to us. Also, by the way, you can win tickets to see Chelsea Handler in about 3 minutes. But first, it was the wedding weekend. We had talked a lot about this on the Brett Mega Show, that Hannah was the maid of honor at her cousin's wedding. Or then we got confused because it was like the Knot or one of those wedding websites that she had like a, you know, best man. But then Hannah's next to her on that website, it said bridesmaid. So we were like wondering if Hannah got demoted. Was she still the maid of honor? But then we heard that you were giving a speech. So we're like, Hannah's good. So how did the speech go?
So,
why did you sigh like that?
Because you talk on the radio for a living. You guys are just going to die at this. So I did give a speech.
Okay.
But I did a speech at the rehearsal dinner, not at the wedding.
What? Did somebody else give a speech at the wedding? It was another?
Yes. Oh, she asked another bridesmaid, maybe.
No, not another bridesmaid. She asked the maid of honor, Hannah.
Yeah.
The one who replaced you.
Right. The one who replaced you.
Stop!
You got replaced. That's true. So you did get replaced.
I mean, I guess.
Your speech wasn't even at the main event.
You but gave I a rehearsal. To speak.
Do people even give rehearsal dinner speeches? Were you the only one? Like, you could give a rehearsal dinner speech.
I did give, yes.
You were the only one, wow. too?
But
you were the only one who gave a rehearsal dinner speech?
The groom's brother did, too.
Okay.
Did he also get demoted?
I don't know. Clearly, this is all a little murky for me.
Okay, so you did give a speech. How did that go?
You know, honestly,
because you were nervous about it.
I was so nervous.
We gave you our suggestions. Everyone, even at the City 2 game yesterday, we had Brett Mega Show Day at City 2, was talking about AB's speech. Did you go with AB's speech?
I definitely didn't. She was talking about how I got demoted, but honestly,
you should have started. Yeah, AB, literally, what was your start?
I said, for those who don't know me, my name is Hannah, and I used to be the maid of honor, but have since been demoted because I was lazy and didn't do anything.
Oh my God, that was the perfect start of your speech if you gave the rehearsal dinner one. You literally had it.
Well, it wasn't until now that you guys raised all these red flags about my rehearsal dinner speech, so I guess I didn't realize until now I really was demoted.
You came into work today thinking maybe you didn't get demoted after that?
After that.
I'm still in denial.
Right.
But anyway, I thought the speech went really good. I ended up writing it pretty quickly after the show on Friday, and I just wrote from my heart, and that was definitely the right way to go. I talked about our grandma Mary, who has passed, and how she definitely would have given this marriage her blessing. Shed a lot of tears, but they were good, heartfelt tears. Oh, I cried like a baby.
Did you cry because you like felt a connection to your cousin in the speech? Did you cry because you were nervous? Like, where were the tears coming from?
I definitely feel like it was a place of like, I can't believe we're in this phase of life where we're getting married. Yeah. Maybe a little bit because I got demoted too. I don't know. You guys are making a little party for me.
I got demoted.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I honestly feel like you have like the biggest heart in the world. So I do feel like you probably cried because you like love your cousin. And I do think you probably got demoted, not because of love, but because you were lazy and busy. So I do think like you just have the biggest like heart around. So I bet like that's where those tears came from.
Yeah. I guess.
So you felt like you did. Did you get a good response though from people?
Honestly, no. But I feel like they couldn't. I feel like they couldn't hear me. I didn't have a mic. So I felt like they couldn't hear me.
Seems odd.
Does anyone think that Hannah wasn't supposed to give a speech and just started giving one?
She just walked up to the front of the room and started speaking.
Did they say this is now time for like a speech?
Did you get intro'd?
Or did you kind of tap the glass and say, I'm going to speak?
They said like, everybody, thank you for coming out. And we have someone who would like to speak. And so I spoke. But I didn't have a mic. And I just went with it. And then I walked back to my seat.
Okay.
Guys, stop giving me. I have like anxiety, but speech anxiety now.
Right.
Part of me feels like everyone was like, we didn't even give the girl, we didn't think she was going to say
anything. Yeah, she was just, right. Hannah's like, I'll take it from here.
Like, even when
so
I
no
had,
one said anything afterwards? Like good speech,
good job,
Hannah?
Or?
No, they did. They were like, that was beautiful. But then, like, when I did like jokes and stuff, it was just my cousin who was laughing.
Ooh. Mm.
What was the joke?
That's anything painful.
Anything you'd share with us?
I mean, no, because apparently it wasn't funny. Or maybe they just couldn't hear me. Or maybe it was because I got demoted.
Well, are you glad it's done?
Yes. Clearly.
All right. Do you want to give a speech here? Or
absolutely not. Apparently, I'm not deserving enough for the real thing.
All right. Let's give away Chelsea Handler tickets to you. 314-531-9898. Chelsea Handler tickets coming your way on Y98 St. Louis. We're commercial free for this hour. We also have Chelsea Handler tickets. Joey, how's your day going?
Oh, it's going even better now.
Yeah, yes! Come on, Joey. We're going to get you Chelsea Handler tickets. She's coming back to St. Louis at the Stiefel Theater October 26th, and you got a pair of tickets.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Lucky, lucky you.
It.
Hold on, Joey. We'll get your info same time tomorrow if you want to win those Chelsea Handler tickets. Now let's get all your entertainment news.
It's going down, down, baby.
Didn't really know it was possible, but Taylor Swift has added another line to her resume. Taylor Swift is now the richest female musician in the entire world, according to Forbes. Taylor is worth an estimated $1.6 billion.
That's insane.
Yes. She's now ahead of Rihanna's $1.4 billion.
And I don't want to be a hater on Rihanna, but like, she's not a musician anymore. Like, I know she played the Super Bowl. She hasn't released music since like, I don't know, it was like 2017 or something like that, I feel like it
was.
Yeah,
it's been a while.
Like, yeah. She owns like a business. Like, Taylor's done this with just music.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
it is insane. Like, Selena Gomez, we talked about last week, owns like
Rare Beauty.
Yeah, like, these are businesses. She owns like her music catalog. That is insane.
Yeah, there's kind of like a breakdown of the money and where it comes from. Forbes estimated that she's made $600 million from her royalties and touring and another $600 million from her catalog. There's more. She made so much money off of like the newer versions of her music. And so there's just so much. But yeah, like Rihanna and her $1.4 billion. Fenty Beauty is like one of the biggest like
lingerie beauty companies.
They have everything. So it's huge. And yeah, Taylor just has her music and now is with $1.6 billion. So now she is the second richest musician overall, just behind Jay-Z.
I don't want to like be caught up in the moment because I think this happens a lot. And I wasn't around for like the Beatles era and like the British Invasion and things like that. But at a certain point, you have to start considering Taylor the biggest artist of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is crazy to think that we're living in the era that we're surrounded by someone who might go down as the greatest of all time and just appreciate her greatness because she's so young. We're still going to get more music from Taylor Swift.
Right. Why does that make me like sentimental and low-key want to cry? Maybe that'll be the next hashtag. Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Does anyone have a special gift or a way you've honored a loved one, especially like maybe after a funeral or a way to honor them years later? 314-531-9898. It might even be like something sentimental like from a wedding too, because I feel like it feels in the same category where you have these flowers or you have all these things that you spent all this money on and you're like, what do I do with them? I remember when my mom passed away, we had you know, didn't know what to do with all the flowers. Like, what do we do with all these? Do we donate them? Mm-hmm. Is there something we could do in honor of her? 314-531-9898. Because AB has a really creative idea for some of those funeral home flowers.
Yeah, so one of my best friends from college lost her mom to cancer a couple months ago, and I flew out to Minnesota to attend the celebration of life with her and, like, a couple of our college buddies. And this wasn't planned in advance, but when I was there, I was just looking at all the flowers, and I started just putting some of them in my purse secretly. And
really? You were just picking them off?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's how you got them.
Yeah.
You stole from a few.
And I also brought, like, a really small purse, so I was really, like, shoving them in there. People, if people saw me, they probably thought I was crazy.
Oh, yeah, everyone.
And
yeah. It's a funeral. Like, it's not allowed. Like, usually those places are
quiet.
You're
not supposed to touch anything.
Yeah, you're just ripping things from there? Okay.
Well, so I was secretly putting them in my purse, and I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with these, but I know I'm going to do something. So when I got home, I flew with them home and everything, and I, like, hung them upside down like you're supposed to do and, like, sprayed them with whatever you're supposed to spray them with. And then I found this girl on Etsy who turns the flowers into coasters. Mm-hmm. So I ended up sending the flowers to this girl on Etsy, and she made them into these coasters. And it's really cool because the ones from the celebration of life obviously have, like, died. It had been, like, a couple months I had had these flowers, so she put in, like, brighter flowers to kind of brighten it up too and make it more happy.
Interesting. So it has, like, some of the flowers that are, like, dead from the funeral that symbolizes death.
Yeah.
And then some beautiful life flowers that symbolize, like, rebirth and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
and
so
they turned
cool
out so, so pretty. We posted a picture on our Instagram story
of
them.
I want to see them.
But they turned out great. And I see her in a couple weeks. And so I'm going to surprise her with the coasters.
Oh my gosh.
So if you want to see them, go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show on Instagram, Brett with one T. We had just posted a picture of the coasters. So you can see them. We did something similar for my mom's. You did this without even knowing. You just thought.
I was like, I'm going to use these for something.
Yeah. That is so creative.
So, because we were, like, saying the same thing. Like, what do we do with all these flowers? And people recommended that. So my family all keeps a St. Christopher, like, medal in our car. And it's, like, the patron saint for travelers. Mm-hmm. And so we took the flowers and we each got St. Christopher medals made. And then rosaries made from the flowers from my mom's funeral.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's each awesome. Of them. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, I've always struggled to figure out what to do about, like, how to honor someone once they've passed, or how to, like, for myself, keep a special memory. So that flower idea is amazing. The rosary idea is amazing.
It could be, like, an old t-shirt if they had.
Yeah.
It could be, like, something from their old footballs or baseball days. A way that you found a way to honor them. Or it could be, it doesn't have to be, like, all, like, oh, just, like, a loved one we lost. But, well, this is what we did with our wedding to make sure that those stories are gifted. And so the love can continue beyond just the wedding day.
Keepsakes.
Yeah. If you have a special keepsake, a special gift, what is it? And what did you do with it? 314-531-9898. Your call's on this next. Man, these gifts, like, leave you with some chills. It's the Brett Mega Show. So we're talking about if you've ever had a sentimental gift from something important in your life. It can be from, like, your wedding. You want to make sure that that wedding day lives on and it was a gift that you re-gifted and keep that love on an anniversary. What inspired this conversation is AB actually stole flowers from from the celebration of life.
I did.
You were just picking them off at the celebration of life, just picking them off.
Well, I stayed throughout the whole thing and throughout cleanup. So it was kind of when everyone was cleaning up everything and kind of collecting everything in the same corner. I was like, I'm going to steal some.
I thought
this.
Like the priest was up there talking and he's like, ripped it right off, like, put it in her purse. But she took those flowers and then what'd you get made?
I got these coasters made with the flowers, like, planted in them.
So beautiful. What did you get made from something in your life? You got re-gifted, and so this love, the story can stay, continue to keep going. 314-531-9898. Patrick, you didn't make sure it wasn't just a gift. You literally got a bill changed.
Yeah, what happened was in 2004, my wife and I lost our baby Sarah to stillborn. So
I'm
me
so
being an older
so
man, I had
sorry.
A little bit of have a little connection with some elected officials. So it took 9 years, but after finding sponsors and lobbying and testifying, I was able to get the Missouri 1040 tax form changed to allow a stillborn tax exemption.
Wow!
Wow!
You got it.
Because what?
You got a bill like basically changed in honor of your daughter Sarah's memory.
It was only the third state in the country that did it.
Wow.
And they went ahead and took a lot of effort. But what happens is some places, like where I'm at, St. Charles County, the funeral home paid for the services for lost babies, but wow, a lot of people around the state don't have that extra money. So a little bit helped to go and honor them, and then this way.
Way to have her story live on, Patrick.
Yeah.
You can hear it in your voice how much it still means to you to this day, and you are changing people's lives. So thank you for sharing that story. What a powerful story.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Let's grab Molly. Molly, what gift did you re-gift, or what did you take as make from a sentimental moment?
So 12 years ago, I lost my big sister due to traumatic brain injury, and she was in the hospital for 11 days, and then once she passed away, the funeral and all that, we took some of the flowers, and our family got us made beads, and so they're a pendant, and it hangs through my rearview mirror, and so I see it every day.
Love that.
Wow. Then, yeah.
It's like
yeah,
her presence is there every single day for you.
Yeah, she was an organ donor, so we also do a lot with organ donation, so we kind of... the gift that keeps on giving.
Wow, really cool. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your sister's story. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Maura, what did you get in honor of a loved one who passed away?
Yes, thank you. My dear friend, she took the spray of the roses on top of my late husband's casket, and she had, like the other woman said, beads made, and I got received a beautiful bracelet. It smelled wonderful. And then my two children got like keychain rings made and to remember their father. And it was just so touching. And it was also like almost 18 years ago, but I still get emotional.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
But and also, it's so interesting, the first gentleman that called, my late husband was a state representative, and I think he helped on that bill.
Oh my God.
Because he died in 05. So, you know, he assisted in that bill. So that's ironic.
I have chills all over my body.
I have goosebumps.
Wow. And that just goes to show you the power and connection of radio and what we do.
Yep.
Of AB sharing her friend's mom's story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Patrick calling in and sharing his daughter Sarah's story. And then your husband's story. How all of our stories somehow can intertwine and connect.
Right. Oh, my gosh.
Right, yes. And well, enjoy your show. Thank you.
And their stories are living on. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
That was heavy.
That was crazy, guys. Yeah. It just goes to show you
so beautiful.
Yes. And yeah, so thank you for sharing your stories. That's what it's all about.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, while we're commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, we'll do a little keep it moving. This is where we cover all the trending stories of the day in the next 2 minutes. I'll read a headline. Hannah either tells me, scroll past that headline, keep it moving, or she'll ask for more details. Like Hannah, we've all Googled stuff like, is it weird? These are the top... is it weird questions that were asked in 2024?
Okay, what are we wondering about?
Is it weird to go to a bar alone?
No.
Is it weird to go to a concert alone?
No.
Is it weird to go to the movies alone?
No.
And is it weird to talk to yourself?
I don't know. I can't do anything alone, so I would never ask any of the alone questions because I wouldn't do it. Yeah. I don't think it's weird, but it's just not for me.
Just went through a bad breakup, do this.
What?
Cut all social media with your ex immediately. So there's people that are like me. I always say, like, why do you have to delete everything from your social media? A study found that people who Facebook stalk their exes are more distressed, have more negative feeling, have a greater sense of longing of the loss than people who just cut everything from their social media, quit looking, and just go cold turkey.
I mean, that makes sense.
I know. I just always think, like, why do you have to delete everything? It seems dramatic, but clearly the study says...
Yeah. Science, Brett! Yeah. Science!
Newsweek names the most loved U.S. workplaces.
Nah, radio's probably not one of them.
Wow.
Marijuana Pepsi.
Keep it moving. I'm a tweaker.
It's not even what you think. It's actually somebody's name.
What?
Now you're curious. You want me to do it or not?
Okay, yeah. I thought it was like THC-infused soda. No. I'm like, I could never drink that. I'd freak out.
A woman, her name is Marijuana Pepsi. She is 52 years old. She's always been Marijuana Pepsi. She'll never change her name. She's like, that's the name my parents grew up giving me. They wanted me to stand out. They wanted me to go around and make a name for myself, and everyone's talking about me. Now, if you're thinking, oh, my God, Marijuana Pepsi is probably a crazy person, she has a PhD in higher education and leadership.
Look at Marijuana
Pepsi making things happen. Everybody wants to be a little Marijuana Pepsi.
Brett better
keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Someone who is not my wife saw me naked. I think I owe some apologies. Anyone accidentally see you naked? Like someone who you didn't want to see it naked, like, oh my God. Deer in headlights moment. 314-531-9898. Who walked in on you? Naked, in the shower, hooking up. Who saw your booty? For me, I am a busy guy, and I'm constantly thinking. This is my excuse of why someone saw me naked. And so I just don't think. I'm constantly just brains always going.
Facts.
So I get in from work, and my kids are outside playing with my wife in the backyard. And I leave the door open because we have like a glass front door and stuff like that. Leave some, you know, light in. Got some beautiful fall weather. Sun's shining, you know. Mm-hmm. So I leave the door open and I go get changed. And I realize, oh, my gym bag's out in front. I wanted to grab those like shorts and t-shirt as word of the gym. I'm going to go in the backyard and play with the fam. So I'm just going to go get those. And so I'm in the middle of changing in my bedroom. And I'm naked at this point. I'm like, oh, I'll just walk up front and go get it. So as I'm like having a conversation with myself, I walk up to the front of the door where my gym bag was and standing butt naked, completely naked, just hanging there.
Oh!
I lock eyes with this guy mowing my neighbor's house and he's going back to his truck to get a tool. Oh. And he's looking at me and I'm looking at him and, I apologize to the bros that mow, but that's the name of the company. Oh, no. It's called Bros and Mows.
We will not be getting endorsement with them.
We are now bros for life. I just locked eyes with them. I waved. I didn't know what else to do.
Wave? Then you look creepy like you played it and you liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Wow.
That is true.
Don't wait.
Don't wait.
Ever. That was a terrible decision.
You just walk like you didn't even notice it.
I don't have a strut naked. I don't have a naked strut.
No, because like Sarah gets after me a lot for walking around the house, you know, because we leave the windows open or the, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, if they're looking in, they're going to get a show.
That's on them. My God, Kevin, coming through for me. You put on a show too?
Yeah, and I mean, we've got trees and I don't think neighbors are coming by. Man, if they are coming by to see me, you need to get another hobby because it's really not worth the price of admission.
I think you just ignore it.
I think that that's the whole point. Like, you know, if they're looking in, I kind of tend to believe they really can't see in. Maybe they can.
Now, this guy locked, like, we were like dead set, eyes locked.
I honestly think this happened to you as a warning to me because the amount of times our lawn people have almost seen me completely naked. Like, I feel like this is my sign I need to put my clothes on.
AB, I don't even know what to say to that.
Guys can say that.
You also
them,
use the bros that mow?
Yeah,
yeah, they're
the bros
really
that mow are always looking at me. I mean, they'd probably rather see AB naked than me. I have a feeling.
You know, Brett, when you asked who's seen you naked, I feel like a lot of people have seen me naked. Like, I feel like this happens to me all the time.
Take that out of context.
Yeah.
Guys, I've seen a lot of people have seen me naked.
No!
Right. That's
like,
what you
just
said.
I feel like I always have, like, accidents happening to me. Like, the other day, prime example, our AC went out, and so our windows had to be open and the blinds had to be open to get airflow in it. And I'm not used to that. I'm always like a blind shut person. Well, it was nighttime, so my lights were on, but it was dark outside. And I got out of the shower, shut the door in my room, dropped my towel. I'm like getting ready, flipping my hair up and down to like dry it. And all of a sudden, I look up in my window, and my next door neighbor Jack is staring directly at me, like. Directly at me, and it wasn't just like
was Jack being creepy, or was Jack just like,
was he just like, hey?
I think he might have been starstruck. I don't know. So instead of being,
you like what you see,
Jack is like 85 years old, so this is wild.
Probably thought you were doing it purposely.
Yeah, I was like
flipping the hair, yeah, all this stuff.
I still got it,
but unlike you, Brett, I didn't wave and like be happy about it. So I just dropped to the floor, and I had to army crawl,
butt naked.
Yeah, army crawl, butt naked, booty buck naked, to shut the blinds.
That's a more normal reaction than waving.
Right.
Brett, that was psychotic that you waved.
Well, I mean, had a moment. I thought you needed to share that moment together. And I feel like it was awkward if I jumped. First off, it was a glass door, so if I army crawl naked, he's going to be like, what the hell?
That might have been a worse view. Yeah, yeah. He's like, what is he into?
Yeah, what is he trying to do? Is this his mating call?
Mating call.
Okay, who accidentally saw you naked? Someone walked in on you. Guys, there's also someone that in the studio that have seen each other naked. We didn't even address that. 314-531-9898. Who has seen you naked where you wanted to yell this? I won't be okay if you win this trip to see Sabrina Carpenter in LA. It's you and three of your friends just for listening on the Odyssey app. Every single day, we roll commercial free for an hour. And if you listen to Y98 on the Odyssey app, you instantly qualify for a trip to see Sabrina Carpenter in LA. It's really, really easy.
Man, AB and I will have FOMO.
I know. Or you could, they could just be one of the three friends they take. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Problem solved.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
I love my girl Dolly Parton, and she actually has an emotional connection to many of those suffering across the country right now. I'll share how she's planning to help at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I've never heard a bad story about Dolly Parton literally ever.
Truth.
And here's another one. She and her big heart have made a massive donation to the Hurricane Helene relief efforts with over $5 million in charitable donations.
Go, Dolly.
Dolly has so many different, like, areas that she's pulling from too, like all of her Dollywood places, all of her different foundations she runs. She has been raising money. She's teamed up with Walmart to raise money, over $5 million, and this is really true to Dolly's heart because she's from Tennessee and that's where a lot of the damage has came through. So she's gone out there. She says, I'm totally with you because I'm part of you. These are special people here. They're my people. I can't stand to see anyone hurting. So I wanted to do what I could to help after these terrible floods. I hope we can all be a little light in the world for our friends, our neighbors, even strangers during this dark time they are experiencing.
Our brothers and sisters in the Southeast, man, they need it. They got hammered. And my dad lives in Florida in that area. They got his area again. And on Wednesday, they're supposed to get hit again. And this hurricane is supposed to be pretty big again. It looks like it's, and so he said like, hey, I'm just securing my place and getting ready for a hurricane, which sucks to hear my dad say. It's terrible.
I'm just praying for all those who suffered from the last hurricane and flood, and just prepare yourself for the next one. Dolly, of course, I gotta shout her out again. This is too cool for me not to share. She also has donated semi trucks full of water, masks, disposable protective garments, all the best things Dolly does, surprise to none.
She's awesome.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. See if you can get this one correct. 72% of men exaggerate about this when talking to women.
Oh, easy. Height? Absolutely. Wait. Every guy who says they're 5'11". Lies.
Or like, I'm definitely 6'1", 6 foot. I feel like 6 foot is like, I'm 6 foot. And you're like,
big lie.
Oh, you're 5'9".
I've actually never met a man who's like exactly 6 foot tall.
I think they exaggerate about their salary.
Ooh, they got a big something, big salary. I'm Doug Baldwin. Alex, what are the men over?
I definitely was going to say height and, or their, you know, how much money they make. I will now go with, I got to pass. I'll come back to me.
Okay, I'm going to say how much they work out.
How much they work out?
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard, honey. I just did 1,000.
Right, exactly.
Like an anchor.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. 1,000 reps.
I'm going to say how busy they actually are.
How busy they are. Oh, I'm so busy, man. I'm just, my calendar is so full, but they're really just like playing Fortnite.
Yep.
Somebody's got it correct. Who do you think has the right? Is it height? Is it salary? Is it how much they work out? Is it their schedule? 314-531-9898. Just text in on the text line and say who you think got it correct. I'll tell you who got it right. 72% of men exaggerate about this when talking to women. What is it at 849?
Mega Minds.
All right, Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Let's give you the answer. 72% of men over-exaggerate about this when talking to a woman. What are they exaggerating about, Hannah?
People think I said that people exaggerate about their height.
I feel like popular men. Choice was height. Alex, you said you wanted to go with height, but you decided to go with
what? I wanted to go with height, yeah. I tell people, obviously, you know, 6 feet all the time.
Definitely not 6 feet, but you actually went with how busy their schedule
is. How busy their schedule is.
And I said how much they work out.
Kevin?
And I said how much money they make, their salary.
I would say that the text line is pretty split between Kev and AB.
It is AB.
Really?
Oh,
really?
I mentioned I worked out today, guys, by the way.
Oh, my God.
I go to the gym at 4:30 in the morning. I don't know if I've ever mentioned that.
Wow, good for you.
Not once. Kev!
Thanks, guys.
Mega Minds!
This is really interesting. What does artificial intelligence think of the Brett Mega Show? AI is absolutely nuts.
Crazy.
It is crazy. Do you guys remember during Keep It Moving last week, we had the AI podcast that were like having a conversation with each other?
I hated that.
It was like creepy how smart AI is, how much they sound like us, act like us. So you can actually find out what AI thinks of the Brett Mega Show. You can just type in AI, give us a rundown of each show member of the Brett Mega Show and give us a rundown of and describe them. Like for me, AI describes me as a host who makes people feel comfortable enough to share their stories.
That's sweet. Oh, wow. And that's a huge compliment to you.
But I feel like that's probably like that's what the whole concept of this show is we share our lives in hopes the listeners share their lives back. So hopefully, and I do think we do a good job of that, if people just feeling comfortable sharing their life stories with us. So I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That AI
said
that.
That's so sweet. I love that.
For Hannah, this is how AI described you. A 20-year-old something who loves pop culture, works out, and is often anxious.
What?
Wow.
Wow. Why do I get roasted?
I mean,
what do you mean roasted?
Is it not spot on?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's 120% accurate.
What part is roasted?
How does AI know I'm anxious?
Everybody knows you're anxious.
That's not a roast.
Robot?
Just because you're anxious isn't a roast.
Yours was like, oh, so good at his job. Makes people feel loved. Mine is like, on Lexapro.
AI gets me. You know, like AI gets you.
Yeah, it gets me pretty damn well.
I feel like AI nailed both of us.
Got stock in the company.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, I mean, mine couldn't have been more accurate.
On target.
Which is scary.
All right, Kevin, you want to go next?
Yes, I'll go.
A host who cracks dad jokes and keeps the show on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All very right. Good.
And occasionally sees other show members nude.
Yeah,
yeah, that's missing from the description.
Speaking of the show member you did see naked was AB. Uh-huh. AB, a host who attends local concerts, music festivals, and mimosa brunches.
I'd say that's true.
Check. The only thing it's missing is that she goes to church.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you didn't. AI doesn't know how much you love Jesus. You need to mention that more.
Apparently, I do. Artificial
intelligence. Alex, a host who shares stories in the studio and travels across the country for music gigs.
All right.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
How about? I mean. Yeah. Wow.
I mean, literally, AI basically
knows me.
So if you want, if you're new to the show. AI just covered it for us.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
Bios.
Yeah, that is the Brett Mega Show. Thanks for getting us at Artificial Intelligence. We appreciate talking to you every single day on the Brett Mega Show. It's Y98 St. Louis. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.